thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Amen. Glory to God. If this is your first time here, Pastor Gardner, I'd like to welcome you and hope that we'll impart something into your life that will strengthen you, keep you encouraged, and keep you moving. Amen. Today's message, we're going to deal, this is, last Sunday was Palm Sunday. Today is Easter, or Resurrection Sunday. Representing the strength and the power and the resurrection of God. I thank God that he came and died and laid his life down and rose again that I might have peace and have everlasting life. Amen. Thanking that because of what he did, my name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank God for what he did on the cross, the sacrifices he made for us that we might have life, that we might be taught how to walk and to live a life of righteousness and holiness for the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to keep you long today. Don't try not to. We're going to do a good job at it. Amen. Today's message is called Three Principles About Palm Trees. If there's any tree you'd want to be, it would be a palm tree.
All right.
Not a fig tree. Tuesday night, Pastor, I need to minister a message over at St. Francis concerning the fig tree. How Jesus cursed the fig tree because it wasn't bringing forth any fruit.
All right.
Amen. God wants us to bring forth fruit.
Amen.
But a lot of times, the only way we can bring forth fruit is that we go through things. The palm tree has three characteristics that point to the life of a believer. One of them is that, I don't know if you've ever seen trees. I've seen trees, young trees, that when they plant them, they put bands around them. And they always have to remember to remove these bands, because if they don't, these bands sink into the bark of the tree and will stifle the growth of the tree. The difference is the palm tree, when it grows, it breaks the bands. They don't have to pick the bands off of the tree. It breaks the bands. And I'm pretty sure there are things that we're going to go through in our lives that will tend to sink into our lives, into our skin. Go with me to Romans, the 6th chapter, the 1st and the 2nd verse. There are things that have sunk into our lives that created an avenue for sin to produce itself. I'm not talking about acts. I'm talking about a nature. I'm talking about a character, the nature of a man that has enmity with God.
Okay. Yeah.
The word of God says, for the old man or the old nature has enmity with God. The word enmity in the Greek means hatred, meaning that there's a part of us that actually hates God. We don't want to admit it, but it's the truth anyhow.
Tell it.
In the 6th chapter, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Just because we know that God's grace is sufficient for us don't mean that we can keep getting away with the stuff we get away with.
Right now. Yeah.
It means that sometime or another we've got to say no to the mess.
All
right. Amen. We have to say no to those things that are keeping us from being where we need to be in God's presence.
Uh-huh.
As a palm tree, we'll break those bands because we'll use the word of God to strengthen ourselves. We'll use the word of God to fortify ourselves. We'll use the word of God to bury ourselves in him so that when the trials of life do come, they don't choke the life out of us.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
I can deal with things, pastors.
Uh-huh.
Things going on around me, I can deal with them. But I have a problem dealing with stuff that's going on in me.
Come on now.
It seems that most times I have more power than I wanted to have. First Lady ministered on the struggles of life. There are struggles. Mm-hmm. We struggle to live right. We struggle to talk right.
We struggle to
take care of our families. We struggle to mind good principles. We struggle to love those that hate us. We struggle to pray for folks that we know are despitefully using us. We struggle to show mercy to folks that we know can't spell the word mercy.
All right now.
We struggle to do these things, but as a palm tree, we'll expand. We'll grow to the point where we'll come through the word of God and we'll do exactly what God wants to do.
Amen.
We're not going to be perfect. We're not going to do it right all the time.
Amen.
But the blessing in it is that we can always back up and restart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Paul says, what shall we say then? Just because God's grace is sufficient, do we keep doing what we're doing? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer than? If we're supposed to be dead to the very thing that changes our nature and changes our character and our attitude towards things, and we're supposed to be dead to it, how come we keep living it? What that means is, why do we keep allowing it to have strength and power over our conversation?
Or
over our way of life?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do we allow it to create conditions in our lives that we know are going to make us unhappy? If we're supposed to be dead, or that we have died with Christ, the Bible says we should have died with him in his death and rose with him in his resurrection.
That's right. That's right.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? I like the word baptized or therein because it has the same meaning as ice. That means when one line draws to meet another line. That means that in our lives, as we grow in God, we grow to meet him.
Right.
We mature in a state to meet him.
Right.
You know, everybody's trying to line themselves up so they can be perfect. You'll never be perfect.
Amen.
Right.
There will never be a perfect human being in the earth. But there can be mature human beings in the earth
Amen.
That recognize their God and recognize who he is in them.
Uh-huh.
And try to live their lives according to the message that they preach.
Okay.
Palm trees.
Yeah.
Number two, a palm tree will bend, but it will not break.
Right.
How many times have you been bent and you thought you were going to break? You thought you were going to snap at the roots. How many times have you cried out, Lord, I can't take no more of this mess. I had enough. Most folks that make that decision, my brother, they commit suicide. We who are the house of faith, the body of Christ, we have made up in our minds that regardless of what we go through, we're going to stay.
Amen.
We may hurt, but we're going to stay.
Yeah.
We're going to be troubled on every side, but we're going to stay.
Uh-huh.
We may be vexed in our spirits at times, but we're going to stay.
Amen.
Because we're going to be like this palm tree.
Yes, sir.
You know, when Pastor Chiefs preached last Sunday, he preached that when they came into the city, the word of God says they threw palm leaves out in front of it, and they said, Hosanna in the highest. But his message was that mood swings.
Yeah.
The same crowd that love you now. I mean, here. Will despise you later.
Come on now.
The same crowd that tells you how great you are
today
will find a reason when you displease them to tell you that you're a bum later.
Come on now.
But you gotta be a palm tree. You gotta learn to bend and not break.
Come on now.
There was a storm in North Carolina. I was reading up on this in 1979 where a storm came through and it uprooted pine trees. It uprooted oak trees. It uprooted every type of tree in that state except for that palm tree.
Yeah.
My Lord.
The only trees that were standing, the name of the hurricane was Hurricane Freddie. I don't know if anybody remembers. It was one of the strongest, biggest hurricanes that have ever hit the United States. And it wreaked havoc. It took lots of lives. Usually hurricanes don't take a lot of lives, but this one took a lot of lives. There are a lot of folks in their home because it came unpredicted. Folks didn't think it was going to be the strength that it was. The weather report had made a mistake on how strong the hurricane was going to be. And it was three times the size that they had announced that it was going to be. And it ripped. It ripped through the south like never would. And see, there are storms that come up on us that we're not expecting. There are storms of life that arise in our life, and when we look up, bam, there they are. We didn't see it coming. We didn't hear it coming. We didn't feel it coming. But it seems like we're right there in the center, in the eye of the hurricane. But if we're grounded in instruction in the Word of God, not in a man or a woman, not in a prophecy, but in the Word of God. If you're grounded in instruction in the Word of God, you can be in the nucleus of that storm and still bend and not break.
Amen.
Maybe I've been through some stuff in the last 8 years that could have possibly have broken me. And there were times, my brother, when I felt like I was broke. I was looking for the different leaves to try to put myself back together. I was looking for the bark that I thought had been torn off of me to try to put it back on.
Come on now.
There were things that were going on in my mind that had tried to convince me that the life that I was living, I was wasting my time. There were mistakes, First Lady, that haunted me in the middle of the night that I had made.
Come on now.
That I had to take responsibility for, that haunted me. And they tried to break me. And there were oftentimes, pastors, that I felt myself bend to a point where I wouldn't be able to retrieve myself.
My Lord, my Lord.
Now remember that the Word of God said that I'll fight your battle for you. Remember the Word of God said you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I remember that the Word of God said no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper overwhelm you. I remember the words, Brother Little John.
Yes, right.
I was able to restore myself back to a standing position.
My Lord.
Palm tree. You're going to get bent. But you don't have to break it.
Say that, Pastor.
I know you ride around town. We don't even have hurricanes here in the city, but the wind is so strong, you can see trees uprooted all over the place. Them uprooted trees are like people's lives. Who are structured and founded in the Word of God.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You ain't got to be one of them folks that speak in tongues all the time, always jumping up and down, laying on the floor, slobbering all over yourself to trust in God's Word.
Hallelujah.
Well, let's keep it and make it real.
Amen.
But I got news for you. If you don't have a personal relationship with God, you will bend.
Right.
And when the bending process, you're going to break.
Amen.
Go with me to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, the 59th chapter. About to turn the air on up in here. But you was already hot, so you hot blooded. 59 and 19. Let me get off that before I get in trouble. 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy, now listen, you gotta listen closely, because you're gonna have to change something in your Bible. When the enemy shall come in, and your Bible reads, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. But I beg to differ. If you will read the original writings and how it was originally written, it reads as this. When the enemy shall come in, comma.
Come on.
Come. When the enemy shall come in, come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord.
Come on now. Yes, he will.
Will raise up a standard. You know what it says? A standard against him.
Yeah.
And in my Bible, the word him is small H-I-M. So it's not meaning talking about Satan.
Right.
It's talking about you.
Right.
Come on. I'm my biggest enemy.
Break it down. Amen.
I have to be a palm tree most of the time so I can keep from breaking my stuff.
Amen.
We're not enemies. Look at your neighbor and say enemy.
Amen.
Some of y'all didn't look. Probably good reason. The word enemy in the Hebrew means trouble or opponent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Folks oppose you. You'd be amazed if people don't like how you talk. Think you walk funny. Don't like how you dress.
Yeah.
And smile in your face. See how my brother dressed over there?
Yes.
He has a mandate. His mandate is to outdress me every Sunday. And he doing a pretty darn good job. Well, Harris said he doing it too. You only say that, Mother Harris, because he's sitting next to you every Sunday. You have to have a mandate to do what you're going to do for God. The enemy gonna come.
Uh-huh.
And I found out, Sister Brenda, most of the time the enemy comes, I don't catch him coming from around me, I catch him coming from within me.
Right.
He comes from within me, but friends, he said, you know what? You can't accomplish that. You're wasting your time.
Come on now.
They don't like you, and they don't even know you.
Come on,
they really don't know you, but your inward man says, they look at you funny, they don't like you. You know how I know it works like that? Years ago, we were across the street, and a lady got teetotaling mad at me, and I didn't know why. She come through the offering line, Pastor had us down there, she come through the offering line, and she looked me in the eye, she said, why are you talking about me? And I stood there, and I was like, pardon me? Why are you talking about me? I go, ma'am? Did I say something to somebody? If I did, I apologize. No, you talking about me. I go, she said, I saw you when you were standing there by yourself talking about me. A light went off, but you back up. She crazy. She done heard something. You better watch yourself. That woman disturbed me. And I watched her the whole service. I missed everything that went on in that service watching her. Because the look in her spirit when she said that to me startled me. My tree was bending this way. I was bending that way. I was like a weaver wobble. I was all trying to keep my eye on her. She moved left, I moved left. She moved right, I moved right. Because when she come through, you know how ladies hold their purse, she had her hand on her purse like this. Now you have to understand something. It wasn't just a few weeks before that. I come out on the parking lot and somebody's purse got stolen and I had took it back from the guy and he had a partner. And when I turned around, his 45 was in my face. So I was a little, she holding her purse and I'm like, okay. I'm going to keep my... And folks was laid out on the floor, baby, and I was watching her. When she come back to the line, I didn't get up. I stayed on the platform in safety. And you know what? God talked to me about that. He said, look at you. With fear. You broke the bands.
Right.
But now you allow fear to try to break you.
Come on, Pastor. Amen, amen.
See, folks don't think stuff about you. You're going to have to be ready.
That's right.
But the Bible says, God said he'll raise up a standard.
standard is translated into Hebrew man, or way of escape. God created a way of escape for you.
Amen.
But you got to do what? You got to hold fast to your confession of faith. Go to Psalms, go to 92nd chapter. Psalms. 92nd chapter. That's just before Proverbs. If you're not sure. Don't worry, I got markers in my Bible. 92. 12th verse. The righteous shall flourish like the
palm.
He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. See what? Therese, you hear that? Because we old don't mean we can't bring forth no fruit. He loves me. They shall be fat. Yeah, fat too. And flourishing. To show that the Lord is what?
Upright.
Upright. He is my
rock.
He's my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. It says the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Why? Because the palm tree represents Christ. And if he's in us,
that's right,
we shall flourish.
That's right.
And when it talks about old age, it's not really talking about being old, but it's talking about a nature and a character also.
Amen.
A spiritual man, a natural man, that's old, that's ancient. And it's trying to let us know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The Bible says, though we walk through this world, we live in this world, we are not of this world. You are strange, peculiar people.
Yes.
You're palm trees. And you have shown that the Lord is your uprightness.
Amen.
Because when they hated you, you loved them.
Right.
Folks you know don't like you, you like them. Folks that abuse you, criticize you, you lift them up and you encourage them. That's showing that he is your rock.
That's right.
Because you're going to stand on the truth and not on phonies.
Amen.
Amen. I'm about done.
Amen.
Don't say nothing. Say nothing. Guess what? I like this part. Personally. The palm tree not only, number three, the palm tree not only survives, but it flourishes in the desert. I can't tell you how many times I had a desert experience.
Come on now.
I felt like everything around me was dying, including me. I was in the desert. Most of the time, God will allow us to have that desert experience. Amen. Abraham had one. Moses had one. Just about everybody in the Bible had a desert experience.
Right. Yep.
Jesus had one.
Come on now.
All right.
What makes you think you're not going to have one?
Right. Amen.
That's why Paul wrote, thinking not straight the fiery trials that you go through.
That's right.
But you have to recognize who your hope is.
That's right.
And identify with your hope.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
The roots of the palm tree somehow manages to go down so deep in a desert setting that it finds water.
Right.
You can dig for years and not find water. But that palm tree, when its roots go down into the ground, it'll find water. And it'll survive when everything else around it is dying. You've got to get this word in your life so that you can plant your roots and find the water of life.
Come on now.
So that when everything else around you seems like it's dying and trying to catch you up in it, you will find a way to live.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
How many times have you said to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to let them take me with
you. Right. Say that.
Sometimes it seems like people around you got a death wish.
Yeah.
They don't want nothing good. They can't see nothing good.
Uh-huh.
And if they can't see it and don't want it, they don't want you to have it and don't want you to see it.
Come on now. Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So you talk, I'm talking about people because that's where we live at.
Amen.
How many folks are here to see the demon in the last 2 weeks? That don't have on pants. Or a skirt. I mean a real demon. Now you see them other ones all the time. You know good well you'd have been around folks and you'd have said to yourself, you'd have said loud, it's a little demon. Big old demon. We use that word loosely. Always call somebody a devil but they don't agree with you. I know lots of wives because they husbands didn't wouldn't say call them demons. Big old demon. Why? Because he don't go to church every time you go. You ain't no palm tree, you an oak. It's the truth though. I still hear it today. And they ask, who you calling a demon? That old man of mine. You the demon. If you recognize that he won, you got to be one too. What's your family say? You got to know one to be one.
Come on now.
Y'all laugh, but I'm for real. Get up so we can get out of here. If you're going to flourish, you got to continue to grow in God.
Amen.
You must study to show yourself approved.
Right.
You must pray without ceasing.
Right.
You must meditate upon that word daily.
Yes.
If I don't pick up a Bible in a day, I meditate on that word.
Yeah.
I'm going to meditate on that word.
Right.
I'm going to open up an avenue and an atmosphere so God can deal with me according to the scripture that I'm meditating on. Go to 2 Corinthians. I'm really almost done. Hallelujah. Palm tree. Kind of tree are you? Are you an oak tree? A redwood? Are you an olive tree? Or could you possibly be a fig tree? What kind of tree are you? I told her, I don't want to be a palm tree. Only problem with that is, you got to go through stuff in order to be a palm tree.
Amen.
Do you know that a palm tree is probably one of the only trees that don't lose its leaves in the storm? Did you know that? I didn't know that until I was researching palm tree. Okay, what kind of storm it is? It will not lose its leaves. And I was researching and I found out why. And it smacked me in the face, Pastor. The reason the palm tree can't lose its trees is because the leaves are so a part of the tree itself. You know how normal leaves, they just kind of dangle.
The leaf
of a palm tree is connected to the tree itself.
Right.
Thank you. It is the tree.
Okay.
So the same nourishment that the root is giving the rest of the trunk in the tree, the leaves on the tree are receiving the same strength.
Come on now. Right. Come on right. now. Right. Amen.
Oh. Amen. I want to be a palm tree.
Amen.
Look at 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and we're going to start with the 6th verse. For though I would desire the glory, I shall not be a fool, for I say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth from me. This is Paul. Because a lot of his troubles not just come from what he's going through mentally, but it's coming from the folks lifting him up and putting him on a pedestal.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's letting them know, look here, the word I have is not from God. It's not. I call it mine because the word that I have is a word that God used that was in me to create what I'm preaching. Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. On the knowledge and understanding that I have concerning the things that I preach, through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan. You notice it didn't say Satan himself, it said a messenger.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Don't have time to get in that because we will not finish. To buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. He prayed, like you know, he prayed earnestly,
uh-huh.
hard. Now, uh-huh. we're talking about a man who can pray and the dead will get up, who can pray and folks who get separated from demon spirits. This man has the power that he has, but he can't pray this thing from him. Uh-huh. You ever wonder why you pray all the time and the thing that you've been praying for leaves still there? And ask God, how come you ain't delivering me? How you know he hasn't delivered you? God don't take stuff from us. He give us the power to overcome.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He said, and said unto me, grace. Your Bible says my grace, but the original writing says my isn't there. It just goes into, and he said unto me, grace. Or he said, in me, grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Amen.
You'll look at a palm tree and it's so pretty. When we were in the overseas or in the California, I saw those palm trees, they just produce an atmosphere of peace.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because they just flow. Regardless of the wind, Lord, it just flows. It's so eloquent.
Yes.
And what it is, but it's, and it, you would think it's weak, but it's the strongest tree that God ever created. If you research the Bible and you come up through the Bible, you'll find out that just about every prophet that ended up up under a tree, it was a palm tree.
Right.
There's over 300 different species of palm trees.
Man.
Amen,
300. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. 300. Deborah was under the tree, the palm tree. Isaiah was under the palm tree. Elijah found himself under a palm tree. And if you research it real close, you find out there was a palm tree in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said weakness, but most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I'm going to glorify in what I'm going through. That means I'm going to praise God anyway.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to praise him in what I'm going through because I'm a palm tree.
Amen.
It's going to bend me, but it can't break me.
Amen.
It's going to hurt me, but it won't destroy me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Because I've learned to flourish in my desert experiences.
Amen.
Flourish means that you keep going.
Huh.
That you keep growing. You keep maturing.
That's right. That's
regardless of what it is you're going through. because Christ may rest, the word upon the translator within, that he might rest within me, or that he might have his perfect will within me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in my reproaches, in my necessities, in my persecutions, in my distresses, for Christ's sake. Why? Because I realize I've been bought with Christ. I am no longer my own.
Amen.
So I'm not trying to impress you. I'm trying to live for God.
That's right. Amen.
Am I living good for God? It's going to cost me some stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to cost me some friends. It's going to cost me some finance. It's going to cost me some good feelings. It's going to cost me some kind thoughts. It's going to cost me something. But I've learned that in whatever state, condition I may be in, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to praise him anyway. Why? Because I'm not an oak tree. I'm not a fig tree that ain't producing no fruit. I'm a palm tree. I've been with the wind and restored myself. Standing straight up, glorifying God. Regardless of what storm of life you go through, if it bends you, when you come to your final resting place, you should be standing upright.
Yes.
Go to Philippians. The third chapter.
Amen.
This Easter, how come you ain't preaching about Jesus? I am. It's all about Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
The third chapter. The seventh. To the 14th verse. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. That meant I've been bent north, I've been bent south, I've been bent east, I've been bent west, but I did it all in the name of the Lord. And I was always able to come be perpendicular, back straight up and down before God. Because my roots were planted solid in the ground. Amen. And I'm constantly getting food from my Savior. He's constantly feeding me. Whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do not count them but dung, that I might win Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God. By what?
Faith.
By faith, and nothing else by faith, that I may know him and the power.
What?
Not just to know him, but that I may know him plus know what the power was in his resurrection.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hosanna in the highest. Why? Because I stand and I praise God.
Yes.
I praise him from my roots to the top of my knee. Because I'm a palm tree.
Amen.
You can't separate me from God. Uh-huh. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God.
Yeah.
Fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Hardships and pain, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, that I might assimilate. Who it's talking about? It's talking about them folks that got up and walked when Jesus rose.
Say that.
Jesus rose. Guess what we're supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be a resurrected people.
Amen.
That means whatever you're going through, it ain't supposed to separate you from your praise.
Amen.
It's not supposed to separate you from your worship in God.
That's right.
Now, you can be one of them other kind of trees if you want to be. And get uprooted or be broken or knocked down and not be able to stand back up. But I think, Sister Brenda, I think I'm going to stay a palm tree. Because I think I'm not going to lose nothing in the process of going through what I'm going through the storms of life or being in a desert experience when I seem to be all by myself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose anything because I'm rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Who is my strength. He's my joy.
Yeah.
He's my peace.
Yeah.
He's my rest.
Yeah.
He's my long suffering.
Yeah.
He's my mercy.
Yeah.
He's sufficient in the time of whatever it is I'm going through. So I'm going to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Pray.
Glory to your name, nothing Jesus.
Pray.
Go to Psalms, the first chapter. Psalms, the first chapter. And the third verse. And she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. My goodness. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
My Lord.
His leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Because I decided I'm going to be a tree that's going to praise God.
Yes. Amen.
All year round.
Yeah.
And had some different seasons in our lives.
Yeah.
This is just March of 2016, and most of them have already been through our own kind of hell.
You got that right. You got that right.
That we absolutely saw no way out of it. Or we can see what the death in the middle of it telling us that we were done. Couldn't make it. And we kept reminding ourselves, and we had people around us reminding us the battle's not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. It's easy to say when you're sitting on the outside looking in. But just think, when you get that revelation that it's true, you get up, shake the dust off your feet, fix your clothes and march on. And realize, amen, that you're a soldier of the Lord.
Amen.
You better make up your mind what you're going to be and who you're going to be. Because you know what? Today is Easter Sunday. Tomorrow is Monday, and it's Easter all over again.
That's right. That's right.
And after Monday is Tuesday, Easter again.
All right.
Why? Because it's the resurrection of Christ.
That's right.
I'm going to run this race. I found out sometimes I don't run it with peace, man. I don't run it with all the joy I need, but I'm going to run it.
Amen.
Because I know if I keep moving, eventually I'm going to find what I'm seeking. You can't get it sitting doing nothing. Whining about what you don't have.
Right.
What you wish you could have had. Wish you could have, would have had, or whatever. The word of God says, help yourself provide and provide it. Take it by force.
You want.
You can't get it, give it up. I passed by Palmer Park a couple days ago. The golf course down here. And there were trees toppled all over the golf course from the wind. And I don't remember when the wind was that bad. I know it was blowing, but these are huge trees I saw bent over. And they were broke not in the middle of the tree, but almost maybe 10, 12 feet from the bottom. Just snapped. I mean, big trees. Look like they're about 10, 15 feet in diameter. Just snapped. And the Lord told me, Therese, he said, that was your life. That was your life. But I took it. And I regrew you. And I reshaped you. You ain't the man you want to be. But if you can strive for the prize of a high calling, I'll get you there. But I've had to learn to bend and yield with the different storms that I've had to face. There are storms that you are facing in your life. that you absolutely cannot tell folks about it because they will not understand you. Or they will not understand what you're going through. You know why? Because they're not you. Their hearts don't feel what you feel. Their minds don't think what you think. Their eyes don't see what you see. Their ears don't hear what you hear. But the good thing about it is God knows all of our thoughts, our ideas, our feelings. Hebrews says we have not high priests who've been touched with feelings our friends. On all points. That means every area of faith of our life he has experienced. Can you imagine the experience all that in 33 years and here we are going on 50, 60, 70, 80 years old? And experienced it all in 33 years? You talk about God doing a quick work. I tried to retract my statement. I said, Lord, do a quick work in me. I said, oh, big mistake. Too late. It felt like the heavens opened up and everything fell out of the heavens, but what I wanted. Trouble, trial, tribulation, circumstance. But I learned quickly to change my name from Fig Tree to Palm Tree. Amen. I learned quickly. You need to learn quickly. I don't care what it is you're going through today. Put your faith and your confidence in God. He'll get you through. And most of you already have a testimony of what he's already got you through.
Come on now.
So what I'm telling you is only a confirmation.
Amen.
To what you already know.
Amen. Amen.
So keep believing and trusting in him. Let God continue to have his way in your life. Everybody stand. Everybody stand and take somebody by the hand. Exactly. State of mind and tree we are now. That by the time we get through praying, our status will have changed from one tree to a palm tree. So that whatever it is you're going through in this life, you'll be able to bend and re-stand yourself straight up and glorify God, letting him know that whatever it was, it wasn't strong enough to keep you down. Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Keith to come and pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, first of all, we give you the pride and the praise. Give you the praise because you are the problem solver. You're the way maker, Lord God. You made our way plain and you made our way straight. Lord God, and you lifted us up, Lord God, and you caused us to be who we are in you, Lord God. And all because of you, Lord God. Lord God, it's nothing that we can do ourselves, Lord God, but we can believe and trust you. And Lord God, you even gave us the faith to do that. That's how great, how common we are. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon you when we get in trouble. And know that you are our answer, Lord God, and our way out, Lord God. We give you the praise right now because you structured us within you, Lord God, so that we might draw forth from you, Lord God. Ah, Lord God, you are our sustainer in all of these things, Lord God, and we give you praise. Lord God, you have not left us, Lord God, and we recognize that. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have not left us. And we praise you, Lord God, because you are our sustainer. You are our provider. You are our way maker. Lord God, everything that we have need of is in you, Lord God. Lord God, and we thank you for that access. We thank you for you dealing with us and talking to us and encouraging us. It all comes from you, Lord God. How you brought us out, Lord God. In time past, you bringing us out now, Lord God, because you are great and you are mighty and you are an awesome God. And we thank you for completing the work, Lord God, in our lives. Lord God, causing us to mature, causing us to
grow. Lord God, cause us to be complete in you, and we thank you for it. Lord God, ask you to touch every mind and every heart today, Lord God. Deal with them, Lord God. Lord God, deal with us, Lord God. That we might be that upright tree in the image of your Son, who was our tree, Lord God. Tree of life unto us, Lord God. And he is still our tree, Lord God. We are his branches, Lord God. We are part of that big branch, Lord God, and we are sustained by him, Lord. The main body, we thank you for delivering us, for keeping us, Lord God, for setting us free, for breaking the chains, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering us from sickness and everything that was beset us, Lord God. We give you the praise and we give you the honor, knowing, Lord God, that you've established us, knowing that you're keeping us going and making successful easy our way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't need the stairs, but I love that shirt. That shirt, that one, I love that shirt. You know why I love that shirt? Because we can no longer be mediocre. We have to be Superman. We have to be Superman now. Being mediocre will no longer get us through what we go through. We almost have to be superhuman now to withstand the onslaught that's coming against us. Because the enemy has upped up his price. He's done upped it up. He's done turned up the juice on us. And he don't just want to separate us, but he wants to kill us all. He wants to destroy us. Destroy our dreams. Destroy our ideas. Destroy our principles. But we have to be superhuman to withstand the fight that's coming against us. You know, there is no gender in God. So women, you have to be Superman.
Come on now.
This battle, we are fighting. When the Bible says the battle is not yours, it belongs to the Lord, but he don't expect you to sit there and do nothing either. If he did, he wouldn't have told you to pray without ceasing. He wouldn't have told you to study the word of God to show yourself approved. He wouldn't have told you to meditate upon his word daily if he didn't expect you to do something.
That's right.
My wife teaches me these little sayings from John. I don't know where I got this. I can't figure out who said it first, her or Pastor Chief, to make it happen, Pastor. Well, stop talking about it and be about it. Because talk is cheap. You know what? Talk is cheap in whatever language you talk about it. It's still cheap. Make something happen in your life by serving God. By obeying him. By praising him. Amen. You can hear messages, you can hear every preacher in the world preach. But until you make up in your mind and decide to do what you're going to do, it ain't going to get done. We hear these eloquent messages all the time. Whatever church we go to, wherever we go, we hear these eloquent messages about how great we are. And we feel great until we get out and realize that we have left the church house and now we're back into life again.
Come on now.
The same things we were trying to escape from when we went in the church are out there when we leave out of church. So it's important that we realize that we are overcomers.
That's right.
And that we are conquerors.
That's
through
right.
him.
Say that.
And that whatever battles we are going through, they aren't greater than we are because we have God in our lives.
That's right.
The battles are a suggestion to us. But the problem is we have stinking thinking. We have a lot of thinking process to overturn that mess in our minds that has come to destroy us.
Come on now.
We have to do one thing. Let this mind be in you, which was also in
Christ.
And there ain't nothing that can stop you. No pain. Think about it. The pain he suffered, the agony he dealt with, the pictures we see of Christ on the cross don't even do it justice. There was nothing left of his flesh when they got the beating with that cat of nine tails. Nothing left of his flesh. And for him to still live and be able to walk up and down Delta Hill on his own speed, tells you that he had the presence of mind to make it. He knew that unless he died on that cross, unless he made that walk by himself and allowed them to put him on that cross and die for us, that we wouldn't have to be able to have the life that we have now. So he pressed and he persevered and he dealt with the pain and the blood dripping. I don't remember who it was that was teaching about how they dig holes up under the crosses so that they have troughs for the blood to drip into, and how the troughs were full of nothing but blood from the blood that poured off of his body. Sister Sherry, can you imagine that? You up on the cross and just blood just pouring from your body. And the agony of the cat of nine tails with those thorns that they placed on his head. I researched, there are 3.5 inches long. That's how long the thorns were in that crown that they placed on his head. And they attacked his mindset by putting the crown on his head. When they put the nails in his feet, they attacked his walk in God. And when they nailed his hands to the cross, they attacked the works that he just got from the Lord. So the enemy is going to attack your works. It's going to attack your mindset. It's going to attack your walk in God. But remember, you are like a tree planted by the water. And the water of God is going to flow out of your life. And no enemy that comes against you has the power. Because the power of God, like a river, like living water, is going to raise up a standard in your mindset to tell you that the victory is not coming, but the victory is already yours. If you don't have victory already in your situation, you're not going to get it.
Amen. Come on and give God some
praise. I'm excited.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm excited every day, Sister Don, because I should be dead. I shouldn't be alive.
Lord, my Lord.
But then I'm alive and I can give God some praise.
Come on.
Some kind of pain. It used to be confined to older folks, but now young people are dealing with it.